This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for May 1st from Dr. Chris DiRienzo, Senior Vice President and System Chief Medical Officer at WakeMed Health and Hospitals.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. In terms of your metric update this morning from the Incident Command Center, we have a positive testing rate of around 8.5% for the last 7 days. That's up just a little bit from the 7.5% that we've seen over the course of this pandemic. You can see more by going to the DHHS website, as that is one of the core metrics that our state has now begun following to help inform how we move through the phases of expanding access across the state. In terms of hospitalizations, there are 546 people currently hospitalized across North Carolina. And in terms of WakeMed, we still remain in our COVID expansion phase zero. So again, that reflects normal operations in all areas outside of independent cohort units. In terms of metrics, I did want to touch on those who were able to see the governor's press conference last week. Saw that there are a series of metrics the state will be tracking to help inform how the state progresses into phase one, which is a slight change to the stay-at-home order, phase two, which will be more of a lifting of the stay-at-home order, and then phase three later on this summer as we really begin to get into what the new normal looks like. We are tracking similar metrics here at home, but for those who are interested, you can see the state metrics and their seven-day moving averages on the NCDHHS website, and that's their COVID case count page. Last point for today, I just wanted to reflect on the badges and blue lights procession that went around all of our hospitals earlier in the week. It really was, truthfully, one of the most moving experiences I think I've had in nearly 20 years in healthcare. And I'll leave you with a quote from Deputy Sheriff Moore, who said that all the women back here, they're normally known as heroes, referring to the members of the Sheriff's Department. They are heroes, but we also have other heroes, and they're inside the walls of these hospitals fighting the virus, fighting the battle against COVID, and we want to tell them thank you. So again, thank you to all of you. It is well deserved. I hope you have a spectacular weekend, and we look forward to engaging on these podcasts again Monday morning. Thanks so much.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for May 1st from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.